Far away.
We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Provisional number one qualifier, Greg Anderson. His second qualifying pass of 6.517 seconds at 211.73 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Greg, talk about the various conditions your team faced today.
Well, yeah, it was nice to start. First of all, you come out here and it's raining, and we all knew it was going to do that. But we all watched the weather. We knew it was going to stop by 1, 2, 3 o'clock. So we knew we'd get on a racetrack. Very humid when we come out this morning, and that makes it tough on these race cars. And my crew chief kept telling me, don't worry about it. By the time we run, the humidity is going to start dropping like a rock, and it did. And we came out on the first run. It felt comfortable. The cars ran good, and that humidity kept diving and diving all night long. The temperature went down. And when that happens, you get what we call perfect conditions for a pro stock car. And we love those kind of conditions. This is a great racetrack. Great air up here. Great dry. Believe it or not, it's like we had 2 days in one here today. Today, this morning, was a completely different day than tonight, and you have perfect conditions here tonight. And when you get those conditions, you better be on your game, and you better hope you brought enough to the starting line. And thank Lord we did. I made a really, really, really nice run, and it's not very often that a driver gets out of the car and says, you know what, that was a perfect run. We got all we could get, but I honestly felt like we got all we could get there. That was a beautiful run. It felt perfect. And I don't think you're going to find much wrong when we go back and look at the computer. So did all we could possibly do today on Friday at the New England Nationals and had a blast doing it. Feels great out there. The weather's perfect. I love these kind of conditions. This is what I'm used to. I grew up in Minnesota, so this feels like home to me. And it's just fun to race when this happens. So it's just, I love to go fast. And the better the air is, the better the track is, the faster you can go, the bigger smile I get on my face. So. It's a great day. I'm happy as could be, and can't wait to get back out here tomorrow. It's supposed to be even drier yet tomorrow, so hopefully maybe even faster yet. So it's setting up for a great, great weekend, and that's fun weekends to race in.
Any other questions from media?
You just talked earlier about how you need to turn some of these good qualifying runs good runs on Sunday.
Yep, absolutely.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, obviously you don't do that in qualifying, but still, qualifying is important. You want to set yourself up the best you possibly can on the ladder to give yourself the best opportunity you can on Sunday, and it certainly matters where you end up getting seated. And number one is going to be the best spot. You're going to get the best draw, at least to start the day, and that's all you can ask for. So, you know, so far, it depends what happens tomorrow, but so far we're set as good as we can set on the ladder. That will help going into Sunday. But bottom line is Sunday we have to execute like we do in qualifying. And the conditions usually are different on Sunday, and you have to change things. But we're a deep race team, and we've raced for a lot of years. We've won a lot of races, a lot of championships. We know what to do. We just haven't been doing it right this year, but we're going to get it right. And it's just a matter of time, and maybe this weekend will be the weekend. I feel confident. I feel great. I feel that we can get over that hurdle and stop making the mistakes we've been making all year and go on a run here. I mean, the class is as tight as it can be, and nobody's a clear favorite to win on Sunday as it is anyway. Obviously, we've got 8 or 9 different winners so far this year, so it's a knockdown, drag-out brawl out there on Sundays, but I feel we've got as great a chance as anybody.
Would it bother you if you kind of semi-finaled your way to a championship and
Yeah, it would. I come to win. Yep. And there's no question. And, you know, it doesn't seem to matter who you really talk to, or, you know, the bottom line always is, you know, the points are what's important and that championship's what's important. And I guess it is, but I've always felt the other way. I've lived for the day. I've lived for that weekend. I've lived for that race to go to win that race. And you worry about the next one some other time. So that's what I do. We go to every race trying to win the race. That's what puts the smile on the driver's face, the crew chief's face, the guys at the shop's face. That's what helps morale and helps you have a better product when you get to the next race. So that's the goal. That's what we want and need, and we're not going to settle for any less. And would it be a hole? Yeah, it'd definitely be a hole.